Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk, Florida Panthers have taken a 1-0 lead in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. Matthew Tkachuk scoring for the Panthers on a two-man advantage for Florida.
You got to score. The penalty.
And they still got them one-man advantage now. They could score another goal here on the power play.
Right. Then Edmonton, you know, they're really going to want to fight. They just going to fight, and they're going to fight, and they're going to lose the fight. So they're so humbling.
They were joking Game 3, guys. Like, they were getting their butts kicked, and then they just started throwing down, you know, the gloves and just trying to fight everybody. I'm like, you guys look like clowns.
Well, you can throw down, but if you're going to throw down and start it, you better win it.
They just look stupid.
You can't throw it down and then you lose the fight. And then it just goes to show you, okay, what's popular. And the Stanley Cup, I'm telling you, is an awesome venue. I got introduced to hockey, NHL, because my son, Bo, married a Mizzou girl now in St. Louis. St. Louis Blues. I never ice skated in my life. But to be in that atmosphere, and it's loud, and they embrace the team.
It's constant action, too. That's what's great.
It's awesome. And I always say this, because, you know, you could sit in a suite, and that's all nice and all that. But you know what? If you could do this, instead of being like not the mid-court, what do you call, like the mid-ice, whatever?
Center ice.
But be behind a goal, and you see some of the chicks. Then you could see them giving each other the business.
Being up on the glass. It's tough to see the puck. If you're up that close.
But so what?
The intensity, right? You feel the action.
When they checking each other, giving each other the business and the hits. No, I thought, I was one of those like crazy like fans. Let's going back to when I was a young man with the Detroit Red Wings. I'm living in Michigan. I'm like, you know, banging on the thing. It's like, oh, I was getting the adrenaline rush just seeing that. Because you're not exposed to that. Maybe I like physicality and when I witness that, but...
It's very barbaric.
And to show you a championship series, I mean, the who's who, all of a sudden I see Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Okay.
They're probably hanging out in South Florida. You know, that'd be the thing to do. Let's go to Sunshine, Florida. Let's go to the Florida Panthers game. So, turn it on. TNT right now, I'm just telling you, you can listen to our show for another 10, 12 minutes. Put it on TNT and watching the athleticism of these guys on skate. It's awesome.
We were talking about wide receiver Chris Olave being one of the top 5 young players on this Saints squad. 28 or 29, you're saying, and younger. 28 and old.
The 28 and younger. That's why we're going to start a training camp. Look at the roster. And if Kellen Moore, we can build upon this to lay the foundation and you start winning. Because it's not, it might be in the flash in the pan now, like Honey Badger, Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, and all that. No, we need some young cats playing at the highest level that we could count on. So that's why I say 28 or younger. Who's going to be key significant players that we can count on this year and years to come? And then the younger players you draft, you don't necessarily have to pay them.
I gotta tell you, it was tough making my top five just because I couldn't put a guy like Fuaga in there yet.
No, that's a different opinion. You might have 50% of people put him in there, 50% don't. They go, I want to see
top
more.
Top 10, yes. Top 5, I
yes.
I couldn't do.
And then you say, I want to see more of him.
Yes.
No, that is fair, Steve, when you're talking about it. But, like, you know, it's obvious, like Eric McCoy.
No doubt, right.
Like Rashid Shaheed.
Another slam dunk, right.
He's like, and I hope he'd build upon, even though, now, can you play better against the run? Brian Brazee.
Yep, I had him in there,
so,
too.
Yeah, so when you look at it, like.
Then I was teetering. I didn't know. Alante, for me, was, like, between in the top five. He's definitely top 10. I just don't know if he's up there in that top five right now.
All right. Now, for instance, even if Cesar Ruiz gets better, he'll still not get better enough, if that's the right English, to be in the top five.
Improve, right.
No, he'll be in the top 10. I don't know about, he's like a starter. But you don't necessarily look at him as like McCoy, like he's dominant. Like Cesar Ruiz, even at his best, he'll not be one of the best guards in the NFL. He ain't no damn Jari Evans or Carl Nix. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So when you look at all the players, like, you know who's an overachiever who's been outstanding with the Saints?
I know.
By value? Carl Granderson.
Absolutely. Definitely top 10, maybe top 5.
Yes. And that we need more Carl Grandisons.
Yeah.
That son of a gun.
No quick, good motor.
No, and you know we need to step up? Come on, we need him to be in the top 10 where we drafted him, Kool-Aid McKittrey.
Yeah.
We need Kool-Aid to be up there. You know who else? He's not top 5. Move from tackle to guard. We need Trevor Penning to be like Cesar Ruiz.
He's not even top 10, though.
No, but I'm just telling you.
Maybe
he
could be.
Yes, that's what you have to look for. So it's like where are they at now? Or could be. You know, that makes all the difference. Now, you know, as a young player, we're not familiar with him because he wasn't with us from the get-go.
Justin Reed?
No, Chase Young.
Oh, okay.
Chase Young, come on. Look like Tarzan. He needs to play like Tarzan, be in the top 5. Think about Chase Young.
Definitely a physical specimen.
Right? But we want defense. You don't want just all one side of the ball. It's offensive defense. You want that balance. So, yeah, there's like Pete Werner. I mean, I think he's kind of overachiever, top 10 or top 5.
Yeah.
But
10, I have him in.
But, like, I might move on from this cat. We drafted him. We invested in Kendre Miller. He might be.
Yeah, he's not in top 10, unfortunately.
No, he got to do something for that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.